Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host, Mr. Tariq Nasheed. I'm bumping that new jam by my dude, Cronus Paxton. That's called Power, Wealth, and Influence. You can check that out on my brother's SoundCloud page. Go to SoundCloud and type in K-R-O-N-U-S, Paxton, P-A-X-O-N. This brother made that real fly song called Look at the Coons that we play all the time. So check my brother's page out. Today's show is also brought to you by a new Android app called iService. That's I-S-E-R-V-I-S, iService. Now, this is an app that will help you get hooked up with licensed service providers in the United States who advertise their professional services. Like if you wanted to get a plumber, you can go to iService and find a licensed plumber in your area. Not no shade tree mechanic or shade tree plumber. You get somebody who's thorough. So go to the Android store and check out iService, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the phone number is 818-850-5404, ladies and gentlemen. That is the call-in number. Call up so we can chop up some good game on today's show. What we're going to do, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, family. And when I say quick, it's going to be quick. So y'all don't move a muscle. We'll be right back on Tariq Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
What's up, family? You need to check out the brand new website called AshKicken.com. Now, that is a black-owned business that sells fragrance products. It has unique incense burners, scented candles, incense sticks, and health and beauty products. They have body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, the whole nine yards. It's 2017. There is no reason for any of y'all to be crispy and ashy out here in these streets. Go to AshKicken.com. That's AshKicken.com. Yo, check out comedian Rico Suave on his brand new YouTube channel called The Opinion Junkie, folks. And he's broadcasting from New Orleans, where he gives his comedic take on today's pop culture and things like viral videos, music, and current events and everything else. So you need to go to his YouTube channel right now and subscribe. That's The Opinion Junkie on YouTube by comedian Rico Suave. Check it out right now, folks. What's up, family? You know it's time to get your Second Amendment game in order, and you need to check out one of the most well-respected black-owned gun stores / consultants in the United States, Redstone Firearms. Not only can you purchase guns from them, they also offer consulting, educating, and training about your weapons. They will also give you a lot of good game on gun laws and so much more. You guys need to go right now to RedstoneFirearms.com. That's RedstoneFirearms.com. Also, follow them on Instagram at Redstone Firearms and follow them on Facebook at Redstone Firearms. What's up, family? You guys need to check out this brand new science fiction thriller called Cargo. Now, this is a book written by a brother named Stephen Askey, and the book is about two brothers on a spaceship in the future moving product across the cosmos, and they're hustling and they're trying to get over, and they hit a major lick, and then they get in contact with other criminals and crooked cops. So it's a real way out there story, but you got to check it out. It's called Cargo. It's written by Stephen E. Askey. It's available right now on Amazon.com, so go get Cargo right now. What's going on, family? Check out this brand new teaser trailer for a superhero movie called Dark Chaos, Maze of the Universe. Now, Dark Chaos is starring a black female superhero character, and this film is produced and directed by POV Hilarious D. My man is doing his thing on YouTube, and this trailer is a must-see. So go to YouTube, type in Dark Chaos, Maze of the Universe, and check it out right now.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered!
Yo, what's going on, family? We are back right here on Tariq Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in, ready to chop up some good game as we always do. Hold on, turn my shit down over here, but I'm ready to chop up some real good game as we normally do on the show. I hope everybody has 3 DVDs on deck. If you don't, you are slipping. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. A lot of stuff I want to get into. I want to go heavy. A lot of folks are calling. And again, the phone roll 4. Let me see who this one person is. Hey, what's up? Who's calling?
What's up,
man? There you go. I was thinking about going to Vegas for the 4th of July weekend, man. How's everything going up there?
You don't even talk about going to Dubai, baby. So, you know, you come to the desert, you're good.
Yeah, no doubt. So, what's on your mind, brother?
So, check this out, bros. I started listening to the Mac lessons, right?
Yes.
I listen to the Mac lessons, bro, and I start applying some of your game, right?
Yes.
And it's actually working, man. So, my biggest fear is now, man, I've been telling people, like, you know, more like your real shit you've been on about what's going on white supremacy, and people not even listening, man. So I'm just want to just thank you, bro, for just dropping the game you dropped. But I'm just like, man, if everything is true in the Mac lesson, then he's saying what's true about everything that's going on. People need to wake up, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Even back in the Mac lessons days, I would drop gems on some good game of what's happening out here. But you know, a lot of people at that time, they wanted to hear the ism, the game. So you know, I would kind of mix it in. But people need to listen to both. They need to listen to both because there's some real shit going on out here, man.
Man, it's some real stuff going on, brother. And I just want to just thank you for everything you've been doing, man. But just to see everything from the Mac lessons come alive and then everything that you're talking about with the white supremacy, how everything is connected and people not listening, they need to take this stuff serious, man. This is a serious game out here, man.
Real talk, man.
But I ain't going to hold the line, brother. Thank you, man.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, man. See, the thing is with the Mac lessons game, understand this. Y'all know when I started putting out my books and they became huge bestsellers like The Art of Mac. And you guys can get those books still, by the way. I should promote them more than I do. But go to Amazon. You can get The Art of Mac at Amazon. You can get Player Be Played at Amazon. You can get The Elite Way, which is my latest book. That was years ago. When did I put out The Elite Way? I think I put out The Elite Way, 2009? Wow, it's been a minute since I put out a book, man. But yeah, my latest book was The Elite Way. And a lot of good game in that. And The Art of Gold Digging, all that stuff you can get on Amazon. And the thing is, when I started putting out my books, those in the dominant society, you know, they piggyback off a lot of stuff that we make hot. So then all of these PUAs started popping up, these pickup artists. And they tried to lump me in with that bullshit. Like, oh, no, that's not what I do. I'm a game advisor. My whole shit is totally different. I wouldn't let them put me in that PUA box because I knew then that there were some suspected white supremacists in that whole PUA movement. And many of those cats from the PUA movement, they've morphed into some of these alt-right people. You dig? A lot of them, they've morphed into the alt-right bullshit. And I saw that coming back then. Even back then, a lot of those dudes, I would see these white dudes really getting at these Asian chicks. And I've told y'all about how white supremacists are going after the Asian chicks. They've been doing that for a minute. The Asians, they are honorary Aryans to a certain degree. And that goes back to Hitler and all these people. I'm going to have to do a whole show about the Aryans and the Hoppas. I'm going to have to break all that down so people can really feel me. But I saw a lot of these dudes morph from the PUA stuff to that men going their own way stuff, and they started using a lot of racialized code words. And I'm like, hey, I see what these cats are doing. So let me let people know what the game is, because see, the thing is, the white supremacists, they thrive on codes. That's their strength: coded language, coded words. And getting around their victims using codified language, that's how they maintain their power. And the minute we started, as black people, when we start, because rarely we do, but when we start decoding their codes, they lose power. Our brother Neely Fuller taught us this. we have to understand that concept of decoding the white supremacists and decoding what they do. Because their strength is maintained through them having a collective code. That's where their power is. And that's where our power isn't, because black folks do not have a universal code. You get 10 black folks in the room, we all over the place. You get 10 people in the dominant society in a room, all of them on the same page automatically. It takes them 2 seconds to get on the same page. That's why these juries, when you put a bunch of random people from the dominant society on a jury pool, they know how to vote. They know where to go when it comes to a jury ruling. They get on code immediately. You get a bunch of black folks in the room, we start talking about, well, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Christian, I'm a Jehovah Witness, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. We start arguing about religion. We get all over the damn place. No code whatsoever. The white supremacists, they know how to put all the religious beliefs away, all the political affiliations away, because there is no such thing as a conservative and a liberal. No such thing. Black folks have to stop falling for that. There is no conservative or liberal. There's only one political party. That is white supremacy. And sometimes the white supremacists will argue among each other. That means nothing. We have to understand that concept. Somebody in the chat room said, well, how do we get our people on code? You have to just do it. It starts with you. You have to say, okay, what am I going to do? Every move I make, is it going to empower or disempower black people collectively? Always ask yourself that question when you are around people in the dominant society. Am I, whatever I'm doing now, is that going to empower or disempower black people collectively? Because the thing is, we'll do a lot of shit to get personal benefits. We'll shit on the whole community just to get a couple of butter biscuits, and that keeps us going in the same circle. You dig? But the white supremacists, they thrive on codes. That is their strength. We have to understand that. That is their strength. Codes, codes, codes. And when we start calling out their codes, then they go on alert. And this is what we're talking about today. There was a hashtag made the other day by these suspected white supremacist trolls from YouTube. The hashtag was called Shut Up Tariq. Because for a long time, if y'all been listening to this show, I've been calling out a lot of these suspected white supremacists on YouTube. There is a lot of these suspected white supremacists on YouTube, and confirmed white supremacists, by the way, using coded language to push their white supremacist agenda. YouTube is full of them, and I keep calling them out. And many of them know each other. Many of them are cronies, and they are all on the same code, and they get a couple of non-white minions to perpetuate their program as well. And I've been getting on them too. Recently, last week, they had something called VidCon. It was a video conference out here in Los Angeles. Well, it was in Anaheim, not in LA, but it was in Anaheim, where you had a bunch of YouTube personalities. They got together and had a little networking thing. And sure enough, there was a lot of white supremacy going on there. And I was calling that out. They were using their little coded bullshit, and I was calling it out. There were black people, a couple of black folks got beat up by security up there. I was calling out the racism there. I said, as a matter of fact, on Twitter, I said VidCon, from what I heard, was nothing but a white supremacist rally. And you know, when you throw a rock, hit dogs will holler. So a lot of the suspected white supremacists got upset with that, because I was pointing out photographs that some of them were taking. Many of them were throwing up that white power okay signal that they say is a joke, but it's not a joke. They kept doing that. Also, there were some photographs of them, a whole group of these suspected white supremacists, holding this, quote, Keck flag, K-E-K. It's a flag that's basically a Nazi flag. They just kind of changed the colors, but they've created this troll flag called the Kekistan flag, which is nothing but a white supremacist symbol that they try to push off as a joke. And I've called that out. They were throwing up that little bullshit signal, the little white power signal. So I'm calling all of them out with their little codified bullshit. And they got upset and they had this whole hashtag, shut up Tariq. And they've made hundreds of videos. A lot of these suspected white supremacist YouTube personalities and some of their non-white minions, they've made videos, well, really trashing me, but that's just a smokescreen. That shit doesn't bother me, because when they start trashing you, that means you're touching a nerve. When the white supremacists get triggered, that means you are touching a nerve. As a matter of fact, we just put up the trailer for the new movie 1804. If you want to see Triggered, go look at the comment section of that. The white supremacists, they are losing their damn mind. It's just nigger fest all in the comment section. Y'all, fuck you niggers. Nigger, nigger, nigger. It's nigger fest. That 1804 trailer has them way triggered than any of the Hidden Colors trailers. Because we're showing how the Haitians got down during the 17 and 1800s during the revolution, how they were slicing and dicing those French. So the white supremacists do not like that. They've been talking so much shit in those comment sections. Oh, fuck you. Look at Haiti now. Haiti ain't shit now, dude. It's that type of stuff. And we're going to address all that in the movie, by the way. We're going to address all that in the movie, the current situation of Haiti. Oh, we got them so triggered. Oh, they've been hitting me up on Twitter. Look at this bullshit, Tariq. I bet you want that to happen in real life right now, don't you? Oh, the trailer has made them mad paranoid. Oh, and all the little white supremacist websites, oh, they got like 2 and 3 dozen page threads about that trailer. Fuck that bullshit, these niggers. This is why you can't trust them, you see? They're triggered. Just go see the trailer for 1804. And this is just 2 minutes of the movie. Wait till they see the whole thing. Wait till the whole shit come out. This is just 2 minutes and got these motherfuckers acting a fool. You can't say it ain't true. That's the thing. With Hidden Colors, they try to act like the shit ain't true, and I can prove everything in it. But with the Haitian Revolution, even the white historians had to acknowledge that. They just ignore it. It's been ignored for so many years. But again, go to my Tariq Live page on YouTube and check out the 1804 trailer, man. Real good stuff. And the movie's going to be out possibly by November. We're working very hard on it now, family, but I digress. But like I was talking about, these white supremacists on YouTube, calling them out, calling out their codes. And the thing is, when you call them out, and hold on 1 second, hold on, because I'm getting all types of sounds on my computer. Hold on 1 second. I'm turning that down a little bit. I'm trying to spit, and some ads are popping up. I know they're popping up on your guys' end, too. But when it comes to breaking down the white supremacists, when you start hitting them in their codes, that's when they really go on alert. When you start hitting their codes up, letting them know, I see what you're doing. I see what your agenda is, and I'm not going to lose focus. I don't care how many hashtags you make of me talking about shut up, Tariq, and all this stuff. I'm going to stay focused on you. I'm not changing up my game. I'm going to keep my eye on you. They have a problem with that. And not only that, anybody who's co-signing them are usually coons and bedwinches. Now, when you break down the codes of the suspected white supremacists, they understand that the codes are becoming useless, because now I've been calling them out so much, these white supremacist YouTubers, telling people about their bullshit codes, calling them out, and they've been trying to deflect and coming up with their little shut up Tariq hashtags and trying to troll me to make me be quiet so people cannot focus on what their real agenda is. The truth always rises to the top, and one of the colleagues of these suspected white supremacist YouTubers, it was a girl, name Rage After Storm. That's her screen name on YouTube. She has a lot of videos. She's all clicked in with all of these people who are making these Shut Up Tariq hashtags. That includes Cunty Queen, that one wannabe white supremacist terrorist looking dude who's real butthurt that I smashed on him and embarrassed him. He's made a dozen videos about me. He was all clicked up with that chick too, by the way. But this chick, her name is Rage After Storm, and she stopped talking in code. She realized that the codes are not working no more because they've been called out, and people are like, wait a minute, Tariq might be on to something. So now that the codes that they use are pretty much useless, I keep calling out those little hand gestures that they do. I keep calling out their little flags that they use. And this woman is one of them. She does the little hand gestures. She has the little flag, the little green Nazi flag that they claim is a joke. She uses all this codified language like Muslim and immigration problem. Those are all code words. I keep telling people all of these are code words. So this white woman, she has broken the code and she's gone full white supremacist. And I want to play a clip. And this is why all of these white supremacists are triggered. Because they know that one of them will stop abiding by the code and end up breaking rank and breaking the code. And now they are pretending to turn against this woman, which they haven't. They just kind of reprimanded her a little bit for not being on code. But listen to this. This is one of these YouTubers who's always joking about these hand signals, joking about Pepe the Frog. She got all that Pepe the Frog shit on her page, all these green Nazi flags, all this stuff. She broke code, and listen to this woman. She went full white supremacy. Listen to this.
That any type of racism is still prevalent in our society. But that's not really my point. My point is, why do we need to use the word racism to describe the development of African or some Middle Eastern countries? Let's look at the continent of Africa, for example. What we're told as we little youngsters is that the white man has caused every single issue that exists in Africa, and that we are the reason that they are not developed. Could you believe it? Some people actually still think that Africa would look like this if the white man wouldn't have interfered.
Really, nigga?
But what we weren't told as we little youngsters is that Africa...
And by the way, y'all see where she's going. And by the way, the white supremacists are the cause of what's happening in Africa. They control it to this day. They control it to this day because they control the economy. Go check out the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. That book describes perfectly how Western interests control so-called third world nations. They control their economy. They go in there and put in puppet leaders. And if these puppet leaders break rank, they assassinate them or they have to go into exile. They control all of it. Yes, they control all of it, not some, all of it, directly and indirectly. And I'm going to debunk some of her bullshit as we go along, but she went full Stormfront. All the old, tired ass, stereotypical bullshit about black folks. I mean, she went full white supremacy. And again, this Cunty Queen, all these dudes, this is their chick. All these white supremacist YouTubers, this is their girl.
Africans were enslaving, killing, and raping people long before the white man arrived.
She said Africans were killing, enslaving, and raping people long before the white man arrived. Bullshit. They had tribal wars, but all this systematic rape. Oh, you want to go to rape? We can go all up into the rape culture of Europe. I mean, you can see on their pottery and their stone structures of the Greeks raping each other anally.
Despite the aggression probably increasing due to slavery, the white man still did a lot of good things for Africa. Fun story. During the Atlantic slave trade, Europeans could not penetrate into Africa for very long or very far due to the threat of malaria and other tropical diseases. The sailing ships were on a timetable to catch the best winds for the year. They would buy their slaves from blacks on offshore islands. Then they took off before the hurricane season. Blacks were completely complicit in the slave trade and actually benefited from it. For the Americas and Europeans...
How? Wait... Y'all hear this bullshit? How blacks were complicit in that whole bullshit, blacks benefited. Well, how? You just said Africa ain't shit, so how'd they benefit from the slave trade? How? Blacks didn't benefit from the slave trade. They went in there and said, okay, either you're going to be enslaved or you're going to help us enslave these other people. So that's the equivalent of saying, well, Sheriff Clark Well, if it wasn't for Sheriff Clark, he was complicit in white supremacy too. I mean, when you break it down, Sheriff Clark is another victim of white supremacy. Same thing with the Africans. That whole Africans enslaved other Africans bullshit. No, the white supremacists went over there for the sole purpose of enslaving people, and they got in between tribal wars because there was no slave economy over there. They didn't need a slave to do what in Africa? They didn't need slaves for themselves. You had tribal wars, and you had people who were amalgamated inside of certain African societies after they were captured as war criminals. So watch these white supremacists. They're real slick with their words.
Europeans' involvement in it, the slave trade would have not occurred without the black people's permission, including their involvement and approval. Besides, we do forget that it was whites who largely ended slavery.
How did you largely end slavery? Because we're still in slavery now. White supremacy is slavery. White supremacy is slavery. The prison industrial complex is slavery. We're in slavery now. You didn't end nothing. You just called it something else. Calling something else don't end it. You dig? Shooting somebody with a gun and then saying, okay, now I'm going to shoot you with a laser, so I'm not, this ain't gun violence no more because now you're using a laser beam. It's the same thing. You're just calling it something else.
A fun fact, Arab slave traders had actually enslaved more people than the European slave traders did. Blacks had rounded up one another and sold each other to the Arab slave traders too. Not to mention...
And the Arab slave traders and the Arabs now are still under the control of the white supremacists. The white supremacists control them too. So don't fall for that. Well, the Arabs did it too. All so-called non-white people right now are under the control of the white supremacists right now.
Us Europeans were also enslaved by the Arabs. Where's our affirmative action? Oh right, white people are fucking terrible, I forgot. Even though it was the British Empire that first abolished the slave trade, losing a heck of a lot of money and lives in the process.
Bullshit, the British Empire's wealth is just like the American Empire's wealth was completely built up on free African labor. They didn't lose anything. What the fuck are you talking about? And she's from, I think, Sweden or Switzerland. She's from one of those places. She's from one of these places. They didn't lose no money. The American Empire and the British Empire and Western society as a whole, all of their wealth came from African labor. All of it. I ain't talking about some of it. 100% of it. All of it.
But okay. But meh, white men. But white men, people, still ruined Africa. Actually... when the European Empire stepped away from Africa, Africa practically went down the shitter. I mean, who did they elect in their first democratic election? Surely they must have elected someone who liberated the country and proved many rights for blacks. No, no. Zimbabweans managed to elect a genocidal cockbag.
Oh, here they go with the Robert Mugabe. Here she go with the Robert Mugabe is a genocidal. And y'all forget about Ian Smith, who was over there in Rhodesia before it was Zimbabwe, who was a white supremacist genocidal cockbag. And they didn't want a white genocidal cockbag there, so they got him up out of there. So here they go with the whole Robert Mugabe is an evil dictator bullshit because he's not a puppet leader. But they control Robert Mugabe indirectly because they have sanctions on Zimbabwe. See, understand, the white supremacists are very deceptive. They will tell a blatant goddamn lie if you don't know the game. If you don't know the game, they'll tell this shit and with a straight face as if they're telling the truth.
AKA Robert Mugabe. I mean, if that's not a case of extreme racism, then what does the word racism even...
How is that racism? How is not wanting to be dominated by Ian Smith, who said he actually used the word white supremacy? Ian Smith said, we're going to rule this land and it's going to be a land for white supremacy for the next 1,000 years. I mean, the white rulers of Rhodesia literally used the word white supremacy. And the blacks over there said, hey, fuck that. I don't want to be under white supremacy. So they got rid of the white rulers there. But the leap of logic with these white supremacists is funny.
Mean. Let us delve into the crime rate of America.
Here we go.
13%
Here we go. That old 13% commits 50%. Oh, that same tired ass bullshit. Here we go.
of Americans are black, according to the estimates from the US Census Bureau. And yes, according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, black offenders committed 52% of homicides. This was in data recorded between 1980 and 2008. Only 45% of the offenders were...
All of these numbers are bullshit, by the way. This is just blah, blah, blah. Family, all of these numbers are bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. And, you know, y'all remember when I was debating, what's his name? What's that that suspected white supremacist name? Charlemagne's dude. What the fuck is his name? I can't even think of his name. All of these dudes, they are like to me. But I was debating that dude. He was throwing out them bullshit-ass numbers. What they don't tell you, blacks commit the most crime. No, black people are charged with the most crimes. People in the dominant society are given a pass. You can do almost anything and not be charged. We've seen white supremacists and race soldiers back to back murder people on film and not be damn charged with murder. That's why the rate is higher for black people. People in the dominant society, especially the white supremacists, they commit murder like it's nothing. Nobody on the planet is more violent than a damn white supremacist. Nobody. Historically, the white supremacists, they kill millions of people. Everywhere the white supremacists go, millions of people die. So there's no comparison whatsoever. They just don't get charged and punished with it. That's what they leave out. Andrew Schultz, that's the guy's name. I'm giving somebody to say, why am I giving this troll attention? Because a lot of these white YouTubers, this is their girl. That's why I'm giving her attention, because now a lot of the white YouTubers are saying, we don't really agree with what she's saying. They're trying to step back from their homegirl now because she broke rank. I'm playing her for a reason, because this is what a lot of these suspected white supremacists think. They just want to talk in code. This white woman stopped talking in code, and she started letting the white supremacist views come on out, and I want y'all to hear it, especially the coons and the bedwinches.
White. In 2013, the FBI reported that 38% of murders were committed by blacks. However, only 31.1% were committed by whites. In 29.1% of cases, the perpetrator's race was unknown. Over 3 years of data from 2011 to 2013, 38.5% of people arrested for murder, robbery, manslaughter, blah, rape, blah, and blah. Aggravated assault blah, blah, were black. Blah, blah, this blah, is blah. Evidence from official police reports that blacks are more likely to commit crimes than whites.
Bullshit. Most police officers, as a matter of fact, because this is what they use to justify them killing black folks. Well, the cop was scared because all you blacks commit so much crime. So the police, they were scared. So they had to shoot you. They had to shoot the little 15-year-old who was unarmed because all y'all blacks commit all that crime. Almost 80% of police officers who are shot by white people. So anybody's going to harm a white cop, 10 times out of 10, probably is going to be a white dude. These are facts.
Why is this? Is it the unfair justice system? Uh-oh. You guys like to say that, but it's not.
It's not the unfair justice system. It's not at all. It's not the unfair justice system. It's that white supremacy denial bullshit.
The book of IQ and the Wealth of Nations.
Now here we go. Now she's going deep with it. She's going deep with it. She's going into the IQ shit now.
You guys like to say that, but it's not. In the book of IQ and the Wealth of Nations, it talks about the IQ of the average sub-Saharan African being at 80.
She meant 70. And she on the screen, she put 70. Now, here we go. Now we're getting into that Nazi eugenics shit. When they start quoting them, according to science, the IQ book, they start quoting these bullshit Nazi-ass books and the bell curve and all this stuff that's been debunked thoroughly, by the way. When they start going into that IQ shit, and again, Cunty Queen, Bunty, and all you other ass kissers, that dude, some black guy, he got on Twitter and basically said, hey, man, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed to be friend, because he's friends with this chick. And I talked about this, he's a little pipsqueak coon, little emo Negro, who co-signs all this white supremacist bullshit. Now he kind of feels stupid because this is how they really feel, and he was friends with this chick. Almost all of these suspected white supremacist YouTubers that a lot of y'all Negroes are buddy-buddy with, this is how they think. Just be very clear, this is how they think.
IQ of an African American is normally at 85. White populations in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Europe, South Africa, and the United States score really close to one another, being at around 100. The reason to why IQ is such an important factor is because a lower IQ causes many detrimental factors in society. These include poverty, dropping out of school, unemployment, divorce and lower rates of marriage, welfare dependency, a child's poor motor skills.
Okay, so we're going to go to the welfare thing. How come so many white people on welfare? If that's the case, if that IQ is so high and you've had every program and every law that benefits you, including affirmative action. They try to pretend affirmative action is some kind of black equalizer. Black people, we've never benefited from no damn affirmative action in large numbers. That helps white women more than anything. So if the IQ is so high, why do you have places like Owsley County in Kentucky, which is an all-white community? It's the welfare capital of the United States. There's a town in Kentucky, Owsley County. It's 99% white and 95% of the people there are on welfare in this county, if we're going to talk percentages. And most people on welfare are white. And if we're going to go to the IQ as far as races and academics and all that, well, why is it that Africans come over here and outperform everybody academically? We talked about that in Hidden Colors 1. African immigrants from Nigeria, Ghana, West Africa, they go to Canada, they go to the UK, they go to the United States, and they outperform everybody academically, even the Chinese, because they try to make it seem like the Chinese are the most academically thorough. It is West Africans. They come over here and leap over people academically, and you can look this up.
And development and criminal behavior. So then, setting out these societal differences, which is backed by data, surely should be common sense.
Oh, it's backed by data because I'm white and I say so.
Right? Think again. We are still expected to act as if these IQ differences do not exist at all. Thus, assuming that these societal problems occurring are not a genetic factor, but are blamed
for... Oh, here we go. That's that blacks, you're just genetically flawed. So everything that happens to you, I mean, you just deserve it based on your genetics. And this is what these white supremacist YouTubers were trying to get me to shut up about. See, now they're getting into Nazism. I've been warning you guys about these folks for the longest. All of them think like this. These YouTubers, they try to talk in code. This woman has broke the code, and this is how they feel.
White people as per usual. And if we highlight these slight differences, we are called racist and assholes. However, it is a fact that wherever black people are concentrated in large numbers in the West, they are likely to promote tribal situations, such as gangs, territories, and fights. But for some reason, it is still our fault as white people. On average, densely populated black communities show a thirst for tribal mentality, as well as tribal warfare. Because it is still white people to blame for a problem that is predominantly genetic. White.
Oh, damn. So it's genetic that y'all niggas like to fight. It's tribal. Listen to the words. It's the tribal. Nobody is more tribal than a damn white supremacist. Nobody is more tribal and violent than a damn white supremacist. Nobody. And if black people had such low IQs and just couldn't thrive, then what's the purpose of creating so many roadblocks for black people? Our sister Frances Cress Welsing said this. If black people just couldn't economically and compete, they can't compete because they're just so genetically flawed, then why all the systematic deprivation? Why do you have to create a system where you have to deprive black folks of everything if black folks just can't get it right anyway? You can give black folks the best of everything and we'll just fuck it up if that's the case, but there would be no need of systematic deprivation. I know somebody says she's getting on my nerves in the chat room. I get it.
Given many resources to help black communities in the West and even in Africa. However, black communities on average remain unsuccessful in full integrations in civilized communities. It might also be surprising that blacks have a higher self-esteem than whites on average. In one large study of 11 to 16-year-olds, blacks rated themselves as more attractive than did whites. Blacks also rated themselves higher in reading, social studies, and sciences, but funnily enough, not in mathematics. This inferior inferiority complex leads to the whole "we was kings and shit" debacle. A lot of black people like to assume that they were Egyptian kings.
Uh-oh.
Which is funny because it doesn't help the whole slave thing. But nonetheless, they really weren't kings. Near to every single African slave that was brought from Africa to America came from mainly two countries in Africa.
Okay, I mean, she's going all in. So now the Egyptians weren't African shit now. The Egyptians were really Sigourney Weaver and Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad. That's who the real Egyptians were. Now, this is just "I'm white and I say so" at this point. This is just "I'm white and I say so." Egypt ain't really Africa, even though it's on the same continent. They're really European. That's what that shit is. Now, this is just "I'm white and I say so." Now, it's just getting silly at this point. So I can stop it now. So I'll stop that now. All right. Yeah, when they start getting into the "I'm white and I say so, we was kings and shit." See, that's a projection on them. That's the white supremacists. They feel like we was Greek gods and shit. But now I live in a trailer and shit. See, the white supremacists, especially the lower level ones, they love latching on to the history of other whites who did better than them. They love latching on to their history. They're very good on that. They love sitting up in a trailer, eating a jelly sandwich, talking about, "Man, we're like the movie 300. We were the Spartans." No, motherfucker, you are a hillbilly smoking meth. You are nothing like the Spartans. Somebody said she's trolling. No, y'all think she's trolling. That's the problem. Don't let her throw y'all off with that "we was kings and shit," because they'll try to throw in a couple of little corny white supremacist jokes to throw you off. Don't let them fool you with that bullshit, because that trolling turns real. That trolling turns into laws when you least expect it. Somebody in the chat room said, "We was in caves and shit." Oh yeah, I'm in a trailer and shit. This is why they have to whiten up all of our history. There's that new movie with Tom Cruise. I think they did another mummy movie, and they had the ghost of the mummy, and the mummy was white. They're hell-bent on making the ancient Egyptians white, and they were not. I'm sorry. Y'all can try till you're blue in the face. We broke that down in Hidden Colors 4. The ancient Egyptians were not white. You were not white kings and shit. I don't give a shit how many hundreds of millions of dollars you put in your bullshit movies. That's not going to change history. Y'all were not up in damn Egypt running shit. No Anglos, you were not. That was not the case. And y'all can't move Egypt from Africa. It is African. And the Africans all interchange genetics, culture, language, science, mathematics. They change all that with each other. They interchange with each other on that whole continent. That "I'm white and I say so" bullshit wants you to leap all over any type of logic. But again, that shit is so easy to debunk. The fact is, this is how they think. That's an inferiority complex, because even though these white supremacists, they have a whole system that will back them up, and that's how weak they are. You're so weak, you need a whole military system of injustice to help you out, and you still in a motherfucking trailer. You need an entire system to lift you up, because white supremacy is affirmative action for people in the dominant society. You need an entire system to prop you the fuck up, and you are mediocre at best. And on top of that, what's really striking, what's really burning these white supremacists, all of these little segregated areas where the white supremacists said, "Oh, we're going to have to protect our genetics and move away from the Negroes." Because from what I understand, this woman is in Sweden or somewhere in Europe, and there's not even a lot of black people around her. So you've segregated yourselves away from black folks. You're not even around black folks in order to intermingle at all. And you're still dying off. The white supremacists are dying off in these little racially segregated places. I've talked about that many times. There's something called natural decrease. The Mother Nature is whooping your ass. And now you're dying off to the fact where you can't even replenish yourself faster than you're being born. That means extinction. And it's not black people's fault. You're the one you segregated yourself off. So you can't blame Negroes. This is why they go out of their way to blame Negroes for all your problems, even though we don't have shit to do with that. What all this shit she was talking, that ain't got shit to do with her situation. The black folks are so fucked up and we struggling and we over here in the ghetto and we was kangs and we ain't got shit. What you worried about then? All right, what you so worried about? We ain't harming you. Because now that you know that you're dying off, you have to feel somehow superior. You have to feel it. So now you have to practice the religion of white supremacy and dump on black folks. And this is why all of these YouTubers have all of these anti-black pages out here. And we're going to have to watch out for them and not fall for them, not befriend them. And also call out the coons and the bedwenches who are around these folks. There's one chick named Francesca Ramsey. She's a black chick, and she said some real slick shit about me on Twitter yesterday, because she's kind of cool with these folks, especially that cunty queen dude. My man Henry sent me a tweet on her. She was like, yeah, fuck Tariq. I was like, uh-oh, because I don't know this chick. I don't know this chick from a can of paint. But I saw a tweet where she was like, fuck Tariq, and oh, okay. Then I saw her picture. I said, oh, okay. She had that Shea Butter look. I said, there must be a white husband somewhere. And sure enough, I looked at some more of her tweets. And she was like, yeah, my husband is white. And she's bragging about her white husband. I said, okay, there we go. Negro bedwinch alert. Negro bedwinch alert. And from what I understand, she was at the VidCom conference. She was at that VidCom thing. In the white supremacists, they're propping her up. I think she has a show on MTV called Decoded. So, you know, they know how to vet the Negro bedwinches and the coons. That's who they elevate, and they try to make these people the representatives of black people. The goddamn coons and the Negro bedwinches, and that's what this Francesca Ramsey is. She's just another basic-ass Negro bedwinch. And if you look at some of her videos on YouTube, she's almost every picture, she's bucking her fucking eyes. She's bucking her eyes in every picture. I've seen her little moist-looking white husband. No telling what they're into, but Negro bedwinch alert. And that's another thing. We got to watch out for these Negro bedwinches and these coons co-signing these anti-black racists like Cunty Queen and this woman right here, Rage After the Storm. See, the Negro bedwinches and the coons hang around these people and offer cover to these people. And this is how they think about us on the low. You dig? Somebody in chat room said, yeah, I seen her too. She's fine. No, she's not. She's very basic and average. She's basic as fuck. She ain't fine. She's basic as shit. Just a basic ass bedwinch. And that's why these white supremacists get them. There's a big lie that the white males get top of the line sisters. That's a big fucking lie. There's a real big lie that's been going on, like when a white dude gets a sister, he gets the baddest ones. No, they don't. They get a lot of rejects. Let's be real. They get a whole bunch of them who are fucking rejects because a lot of them just have a Negro fetish. All you got to do is be dark and slim. All you got to do is just be dark and slim and the white dudes will fuck with you. They don't have a high criteria. Just be dark and slim. You can look like a damn jackal in the face. A lot of those dudes go for some real average and below average looking ass chicks. That's why they're bedwinches, because brothers weren't really checking for their ass like that. And they're angry at black society. So they have no problem bedwinching it up for white mommy and white daddy and shitting on black folks. And that Francesca chick, I'm looking into her background. She's one of those always running around talking about patriarchy, this shitting on black men. And she's one of those intersectionality ass chicks, always talking about transsexual, that type of shit. That's who the white supremacists prop up as the representative for black female society. And most sisters ain't on that bullshit. They love propping that type of Negro bedwinch up. So we got to understand how dangerous these people are. You dig? Anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here. I got to go back working on the movie. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Y'all follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Y'all subscribe to my YouTube page. That's Tariq Live. We're going to have the suspected words database up, I think, by this weekend. And we're going to have Crispy's Biscuits, the app. I think that's going to be available on iTunes in a couple of days. I got to find out from my dude Randall when we're going to have it on Android. But Crispy's Biscuits, the game is funny. The video game is funny. All right, I'm going to holler at you guys on Ustream this weekend. Y'all have a safe 4th.